You take the head of the bird of a korban and you burn it outside. Shame like kazayis, the rush itself, the head is not a kazayis, but a melech masrim a kazayis, he salted it. And with the salt now you have a kazayis, now what's halacha? Omele rovim mitazik rov ashi, rav hayna putu rav yechon v'shlokish. Who reasoned this? The same masrekes rav yechon v'shlokish. If you can install something else to the meat. The Gemara says no. Tiboyim rav yechon v'shlokish, this is different. I can ask this shayla here by salt according to both of them. When is bones mitzaref to the meat? Because it comes as part of the meat, the bone comes with the meat. Therefore, the bone could be mitzaref. Aber melech salt that you're eating is something extra. To lav mina de bayonu, it's not part of the yon, it's not part of the pigeon. Maybe it's not mitzaref from the kizayis. So melech have a shayla tiboy. The Gemara says now also, and the end who light, and it's not mitzvah according to Rabbi Yochanan. And also, to burn the Rosh Lakish, I guess the same shall according to Rosh Lakish. And come, come, Rosh Lakish, also melo, the porish, minay, lav mitzvah suke. If the bone will come separate from the meat, everybody holds there's no mitzvah to burn the bone. The bone doesn't have to really be burnt, only when it's part of the meat. Avalach, but by salt is better could be. The porish of the salt goes off from the yainam. Mitzvah lasuke, the mitzvah to put the salt up and burn it again. So maybe here it is mitzvah, even according to Rosh Lakish. I do Malesh, the man, no, there's no distance cycle. In the time, this will be a good suffix, all be done by salt. If salt mitzvah, it's not a kizayas for the Bnei Yonam, when you burn it, bachut, or not. The Yishala, both according to Rosh Lakish and according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now it says the mixture of Yeseg Lilu Yonam. So he says, when is the Rapash of our Lord's Chutz? When you have a curse, if you burn a korban outside, only if the shechita was done betanim, if he shechted the korban inside, so then the pshat is the korban is fit to be burnt on the mizbeach. Now if you burn it outside the chayis, then achnam if you make a shechute chutz, and then halos chutz he also potter. So this the chum has back to Yosi. Even if you make a shechita betanim, when you take the meat outside, there's a pshu Yosi before you burn it. So still the boster is possible b'shach for burning it. So Moshe says, hey, should Rebbe talk of Yosi really? That Rebbe enters back to the Chumim for Rabbi Yosef Glili, and so there's this. This is the story of Rabbi Yosef Glili. Now the Sheikh of Bifnim, Umala Bachut. You know why if you shecht it inside the Korban, and then you burn it outside your Chayiz, Sheikh Le Shasa Kresha. A Korban, Mester Shechit, Mester Zrika, there was a Shasa Kresha, was fit once this meat to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Therefore now there's a Chiyat Kors, you burn it outside, even though they're taking it out, it becomes Yotzei. But so what, it had a Shasa Kresha though. But to him, if you want to tell me the shechet chutz, where you shech the korban outside, or ma'ala b'chutz, and then you burn it outside, shlohis lo shas ha-kreshem, it was never fitting for this meat to be burnt on the mizbeach. Since right away the shas chit was done b'chutz, it's a pshul the korban, it was never fit for this buffer to be burnt inside. Therefore, if you burn it outside, he'll be not kind of close. Hey, shiv, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, tachas of Yosef Lili. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon answers no, instead of Reb Yosef Lili. And what's his swarok like this? Mal the Sheikh Bifnim. You know why he says it is shecht inside. And then Umala Vachut he takes him without Sabbath Yichayiz, so it came Kodesh Makabli. So even though this Chalab Tzul Yotz on the meat now when you bring it out, but still the Locher is, Imanu Le Yerdu, the Mizbech is Makadosh, it would go on top of the Mizbech, it would be not to take it down. But Tiyama, you want to tell me the Sheikh Bachut, in the case where you bring the whole Korban outside first and shecht it outside, Shein Kodesh Makabli. Then even if now they would take the meat and put it on the Mizbeach, the din would be Yerdu. There's no Mizbeach Mekadosh. And therefore it's never called Fit Lefanim. Therefore if you burn it outside, you're potter. The Gemara says, my denial, what's the difference between these two Tzurim in the Yosef Glili, where the Rebbe learned Shat and Rezer of Shimon, or Maziri, Shechita Slav Miki Benayu. What's the meat they shafted inside the Beis Migdosh at night time? Shechita Slav never had a Shas HaKosher. It was never fit to be burnt if he shechted at night time. But still, the Mizbech would be Mekadosh. If it would go on top of the Mizbech, then it would be Lo Yerdu. Therefore, according to Rebbe of Shimon's Pshat, Rebbe Yosef would agree that Shechita Slav you'd be Chayiv. If you shechted below the Beis Migdosh, and then you burn it outside, you'd be Chayiv. But according to Rebbe, you'd be Potter. It didn't have a Shas HaKosher. Rabbi Omar Kabbalah B'Krichol Mikibunayu. What's going to be, let's say, B'Shas Kabbalah Saddam, he uses the Kli Chayil, so you never had a good Kabbalah, so therefore this Boster is not fit to be burnt, it didn't have a shas hakosher. But mizbech was in kaddish, therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, he'd be chayav according to Rabbi Yosi. Yeah, then we have the Mishnah Machlokes about Tamei Shochet Ben Kodesh. And Tanna Kama says, if a kohen is Tamei, whether he eats kodeshim that's Tamei or kodeshim that's tall, he's chayav. My friend Rabbi Yosi says, no, one is the halacha that you chayav kodesh only if a kohen is Tamei, eats kodeshim that's tall. But if you eat kodeshim that's Tamei, then you're not chayav kodesh. So this is a chomias that to Rabbi Yosi, why? Even though you're Tamei and eating kodeshim that's tall, but as soon as you touch it, you're matamar anyway. So why are you chayiv there? And now it's the boss who was tamei from before. So Moshe says the churub. Shapa kamin rabban rabbi yosef lili. The churub rabban and time a good batch of yosef lili. Like why do you say you chayiv if the boss is tall? Anyway, when you touch it, you'll be matamar. So Moshe says I'm a rova. Kol heicho de nitma to mesaguf. If the kohen became tamei first. Viyacha kach nitma bosom. And then this meat became Tamei and Echanami. So Kuli Amala Prigid Chayiv. Even Rabbi Yosi would agree that the Kohen is Chayiv of eat it. She came Tumas Saguf to Korus. And the Tumas Saguf that Korus was Chayiv was Chal first. In other words, Rabbi Yosi swore in the Mishnah because the old usually Ein Yisra Chal al Yisra. But over here, since the Yisra Tumas Saguf was Chal first, everybody, even Rabbi Yosi would agree that since the Kohen became Tamei first, it's called Yisra upon him now, Peter's Kutchum, and later the Kutchum became Tomei, but I've added the Chayav Chorus. He pleaded with him, I think, is, the Shenit Mebos, in the case of the first the Bosa became Tomei, the Yachachach Nit Maguf, and then the Kohen became Tomei. And the Yisra Yod, Ein Yisra Chalal Yisra, but since it's already Yisra for the Kohen to eat this meat, because it was Tomei, now when the Kohen becomes Tomei, the new Yisra is not Chal upon this meat. And like this, Rabbonim, so Rabbonim hold, Amrinim Igul, the other four Migum. Migum now that the Kohen becomes Tamei. He's lost to eat any kutchum, even kutchum Tamei. So Migum, yes, it's called upon other pieces of meat. It's also called upon this piece of meat that's Tamei from before. Therefore, the Rabbanim say, you are Chayav Chorus. So Rabbi Yosi said, really, Saval, no, you're really Migum. I do not say Migum. Even though now when you become Tamei, it's lost to eat even kutchum that's tall. So what? But the meat was Tamei from before, since it was lost already from before, he owes Amos to Chalifah. That's the question of Rabbi Yosi. Nehi de nigu le amina. In the Chama, I don't say nigu, but taisei tumas aguf te chamiri to talk about tumas boso. Stam, let's say, an isa choma shibachal on an isa kal. Even true, it was also to you teachers boso before, but now that the claim became tummy, there's a chief chorus. So what am I said that an isa choma should be chal upon an isa kal? On the Ravash, Ravashi says, nimai de tumas aguf chamura, who told you this swarov? And the fact the Kohen himself is Tomei. That's the Mohammed the Kisram. Dilma Tumas Basa Chamura. Maybe the fact the meat was also was Tomei first. That's the Mohammed the Kisram. Shereim Latayah the Nixam. Because the meat that's Tomei, there's no way to be Matayahus. Mashain Kain, the goof of the Kohen, even though he's Tomei, he can go to the Nixam. Who said that the Tumas the goof is Mohammed? Maybe the Tumas of the Basa is Mohammed. That's what J.C. holds. If the boss was Tomei first, then we say, Ein Issa, Chal al Issa. Now the Mishnah says, Choyim Reba Shchita Midi Aliyah. The law of Shchutei Chutz has a more chumra, is more strict than the law of burning Bachutz. Or Aliyah Reba Shchita, in one shot, the burning Bachutz is more chumra than the Shchita Chutz. That's the pshat. Choyim Reba Shchita, Shchita has a more chumra, the more strict law of Shashach and Hagit Chayit. If you take a korban outside and you shecht it for your own use, you think you're not a shecht, you think it's chulin, still you chayiv. Ma'ashen kein, v'hamal l'hed yitzata. If you take the meat outside and you burn it for your own sake, for you to eat it, then you tata. We'll see from Sukkim, yoni chayiv, if you shecht it l'shem gevoya bachutz. If you burn it l'shem gevoya bachutz. So if you burn it for your own purpose, you tata bachutz. Now, what's the more strict about Aliyah about burning outside? That Shnayim Shachazu Basaki and Bashachat of Thurim. If two people take the knife and shech the korban together, Bachutz Tapota, we'll see a pasuk. Now, Shachin Ochazu Be'eva, if two people take hold of the Eva, Valu, and they bring it outside and burn it outside, Chayavim, even though they do it together, still the Chayiv, there's the Chum and Aliyah burning over the Loch of Shutechut. What's going to be hell there? The chos of the hammer, the chos of the hammer. Is chayiv akol aliyah v'aliyah. You took out a piece of meat of kachin outside and you burnt it, b'shegeg. And then you realized it, and you forgot, and you took out another piece. So each one you chayiv separately, each one the separate chiyuv chatis, each one separately. These are the words, this is Rabbi Shimon, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yaisi says, and the chayiv reachas, no, since the mice are tore from one korvim, you only chayiv one chatis. Even though you took out parts at a time, and it was a special helem, each one, like you forgot, you burnt it, then you remembered, and then you forgot again, still, Rabbi Yaisi holds you only chayiv one, we'll see why in Gemara. Yaisi also holds, where the Yisra Halo is good, only if you burn it on top of the Mizbeach, not the real Mizbeach, but outside the Beis Hamikdash, it has to be on top of something, not just some on the floor. You have to build the Mizbeach b'chutz and burn it there. That's when you chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Asilu Helo ala Selo, or Yal Evin chayiv, even if you only put it on a small stone, or on a brick, still you chayiv, lav daf yasav a Mizbeach, anything, any place you burn the kachim b'chutz, Yechai of the Kohen Rabbi Shimon. We'll see in the Gemara the way Yadash and Tzukim what the Machlokes is telling him. Now the Gemara says, Bai Shino Hamal Lehegi, to the Potter, why do you say if you burn the Kachim outside for your own sake, for you to eat it, that your Potter, your sick was a Potter, says Lashem, that he says, Yapet Vechoy Moidle, Vienna Lashem, says Lashem, Mechlao the Beyesel, Lashem across in the Dabber. We're talking about now that you're burning it outside, Lashem Hashem. That's when you have the Issa of Halloy Chut. So now if you bring it outside for your own sake, so I'm going to ask the question is so, is Shita Nami, this will be the same halacha about Shita also. But see, the person says Lashem, so maybe also Yoni Shchai, is Shoni Dichai of Shchut Echut, so you have a more to do with Lashem Akobin, not if you have a more to do with Lashem yourself. So the says no, Shani Yosem Shita is different. Yoni Chai, the person says, Ish. Mashma, even if Yoni Shechting for another Ish, for your own purpose, still you chayiv for shchut echut. So that question is so. Tabi halo nami, even by burning b'chutz also, said the pasuk says ish. So maybe come tomorrow, but even when you're burning it, l'shem and ish for another person, not just when you're burning it l'shem gevoya. Torah says no. The ish by halo ni boil and it like this. That l'shnayim shehelu v'yayvu chayavim. Ish means if two people do it together, still the chayiv. Not to teach me Yechad if you burn it for another Ish, but you have to burn it only the same Gevoya, Bachutz. But the Chiddush Ish Bahalor is, even if two people do it together, the Chayim. So my Yosh, Yochi is so, say the same thing by Shkito. Yochi Nami, one of the same thing, me burn it, Shnina by Shkito teach us, the Shnayim Shoch to the Sakim. If two people hold the knife, the Shochutu and the Shech to call him Bachutz, Shech Yozim. But what am I saying? Ish teaches me this. So why does the Mishnah say Yipata? So my answer is Shani Yosem Shit is different. Yamakor the Pasuk says Hahu, meaning Echad Lo Shnayim. Rashi says it says Hav Minu says Nichusa Hay Ishahu. Says Hahu, Mashmo only one is Chayiv Shita, not two. So therefore, what's Shani the Pasuk Ish? It must mean to teach me that by Shita, even though you're Mechavin to Shech the same another Ish, means for your own private purpose, eat it to Yichayiv. So when it says, Yochi so, Kabi Holo Nami, of Sir Hu. By Allah, by burning also says the word Hu, Nikasul Ishahu. So maybe only one person is trying by Allah, and not two, and use Ishten, not for two people, but again, even for Allah, for another person, Labdach, you have to be burning the Shem Gevoya. So when it says, no. Hu Mi Boiler, it says the extra word Ahu. It says by Allah, by burning,